Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And we are back with Beach and Company. Just a reminder, the next trip with Dan Neverth and I and AAA will be August 14th through the 24th. The Russian trip, the ship is sold out, so that's closed, not available anymore. But August 14th through the 24th of this year on the Viking Orion. And we're going to Alaska. I'll tell you more about it a little bit later on in the show, but you have not seen America unless you have seen Alaska. I don't know if you saw the debate last night. I did. And, Elizabeth Warren came out with guns blazing. And Bloomberg, $60 billion or not, seemed like he was totally out of place on that there. Now, he was the mayor three times in New York City, and you would think he would be a little bit more used to it, but he looked like a lost person on there. Everybody else was going after him. He knew that was going to happen. He seemed ill-prepared. And I'm thinking, if he can't deal with these, how about foreign relations? Imagine him sitting down with Putin, because I can't. Let's go to, unless he bought him off, Angelo in Niagara Falls. Angelo, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy. Great show, as always.
Thank you, Angelo. What do you want to add to it? Make it even greater.
Well, it's not going to be much, but I did not watch the debate. I watched the President Trump rally.
Oh, I saw part of it as I switched back and forth.
I've never missed one. And then later, I stuck on Fox, and they showed clips of the debates. And I don't know. I just cannot see any of them objectively beating Donald Trump.
No, and they have a survey here there that says that every one of them could beat him. I believe me, I wouldn't have paid for the survey after I got it if it showed that.
That is so funny. I just can't see it.
No, with Trump, you got thousands of people on their feet. Also, the thing that I love about Trump rallies, they're patriotic. You don't see any patriotism from the Democratic candidates. None. You're lucky if they have a little flag pin in their lapel.
I was just going to say that. No flags, nothing.
Nothing. It's like they're trying to be president of Fredonia, and they're up against Groucho Marx in the big election.
I'm voting for Groucho.
I am, too, because I think part of them are funnier than Groucho. Hey, thanks, Angelo. Thank you very much. Glad he watched. Well, he didn't watch. He watched the rally. You'll notice he has rallied to distract from the debate. Trump is a master at this kind of stuff. He's really good. And somebody said
he's doing it in states, by the way, that are blue.
This is well prepared. Where is it? I've already scrolled past it or something. Let's see, because it says I was talking about Bloomberg being more than elitist. He looks down at elitist. That's where he is, and that's where he thinks he is. And then I was casting aspersions of that. Somebody texted, "So you don't think Trump is elitist? Blah 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 blah. Trump doesn't have the money Bloomberg has, but he's certainly got enough. He doesn't act elitist at all.
No,
I don't think he does at all.
But the left says he's a dictator.
Oh." Pfft.
I saw that one last night.
Well, I think Bloom is part of that, part of being a dictator. I think he's a tater. Oh, you think he's a dick? Okay, thank you very much. A dick and a tater.
You said it.
Now that's dinner. Grandpa, what's for dinner? It's new shake and bake, and we helped.
We helped,
okay? No, I don't think that Trump acts like an elitist at all.
No.
I think that's part of his charm. And you know what? Look at money, okay? Bloomberg's got more money than Trump, but Trump's got a lot of money.
He's not broke.
No, he's not. They both do. Every time you talk about Trump, you don't talk about his money. When you're talking about Bloomberg, that's all you talk about is his money. That's all. Nobody talks about anything else about Bloomberg that's positive except his money.
Can you find anything positive about
him? But with Trump, it's not like that. People like him. He's a real guy. He uses real language. I bet he has said words that no other president has ever said publicly. You know why? Because he's one of us. That's the way he talks.
That's why we elected him.
The others probably talk like that behind the scenes, but they don't show themselves the real side of themselves. They have an image they want to sell, and that's it. Trump just goes for it. He's liable to. He would have been a good Mississippi River gambler, I think, if he was around when the paddle boats were going up and down the Mississippi. He would have been a great Mississippi gambler.
Look at the contrast of last night. You had the Democrats on stage, and by all accounts, it was described as ugly. Then you go to Trump's rally. You have two patriots carrying a World War II vet down to his seat, and it was beautiful.
It was. There are times when you can get so excited at a Trump rally. It can also bring tears because you see the optics there, and it's something special, and I think that's what makes him special.
There was a post, and it's been circulated on both Facebook and Twitter. A woman who described herself as liberal Democrat decided she was going to attend a Trump rally. She was warned by her friends how violent it's going to be, this and that. She says she went there and was totally blown away at how nice people are, the energy, and somebody released a statement, something like, the Dems are going to get their butts whooped after this.
I like that quote you took out of the internet to start the show with, that Bloomberg
brought a wallet to a knife fight.
Brought a wallet to a knife fight. That is a great line. Okay, let's go to Bill on a cell phone. Bill, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to make a quick comment if I could.
Sure.
If I was Bloomberg, I would have been much more aggressive with Pocahontas there.
Yeah, with Elizabeth Warren, sure.
All the lying that she's done and everything, I would have thrown it right back in her face. I would have asked Joe Biden if he knew where he was. I would have. She did address Bernie being a communist, which was amusing. And last and certainly not least, I would have gone after that Klobuchar for having that one eyebrow halfway up her forehead. Well, I don't mean to be mean, but she needs a new,
Yeah, maybe she could use a mower or something like that.
She looks like that Mini-Me from that movie with that one eyebrow way up there.
You're a funny guy, Bill. I like your quotes. Thank you.
That's all I got.
That was a good one, Bill. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's it's optics, it's image. But you got to have substance too. I think they all had talking points they wanted to do, and they understand that they had to go after Bernie and they had to go after Bloomberg for sure. It's like when the great bank robber Willie Sutton was asked why he robs banks, he says, that's where the money is. In this case, why do you pick on Bloomberg and why do you pick certainly on Bernie? That's where the delegates are. So that's where you go. That's what you have to do.
They're certainly short on ideas. You didn't hear anything about, hey, this is what I could do for the country. We can make it better doing this or that. No, none of it. It was just attack each other.
And you got to remember, this is for the president of the United States. Swallowed some water down the wrong pipe there. This is to be president of the United States. I love the fact that when you're in the presence of Donald Trump and his surroundings, the symbols of the USA are everywhere. It's a very patriotic moment. You look at all six of those people on stage, and not counting the interrogators there, another three or four. So you got 9 or 10 people there. No feeling of patriotism at all. And we could be in Estonia right now instead of the U.S., and it would be the same feeling.
A little bit off, but I found that this to be hysterical. Donna Brazile tweeting out that Donald Trump is going to cheat in the election. The woman that gave Hillary Clinton the question, she's going to accuse somebody of cheating.
Well, you know what? Fox went the other way when they hired her. She's obviously a deep Democratic operative. She was in the pocket of Bill Clinton and whatever. They try and fit her in so that they can say we're more fair and balanced. And she definitely tries to be a little less edgy so that she's got a good gig on Fox. But she doesn't fit in on Fox at all. So it doesn't surprise me. Every once in a while, it seems like they can get through to her inner personality, and she's got a nice one. But she still, it's like you invite the spy in to have dinner with you. And that's exactly what they're doing. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. Let us go to Tim in Wheatfield. Tim, you're on WBEN.
Good morning.
Hello, Tim.
Good morning, Sandy.
Yeah. What's on your mind? Did you see the debate? What are your thoughts on it?
To it on the radio. And I think the winner was Tom Steyer, who wasn't even there. He was sitting back waiting for someone else to drop out so he can bring his millions or billions to the party.
Yeah, how about that? Here's another guy with a lot of money, didn't even get to the stage. So you think he, by not being part of that, he wasn't there, obviously. You think he actually gained more than if he were there?
Probably, the way that Bloomberg took a beating.
Yeah, Bloomberg did, and it was like, you wanted to say no mas, no mas, because they had him up against the ropes, and they were pummeling him, and they were taking time. It looked like an old WWE match. They were taking turns. They come in the ring and another person and pummel him. He didn't have much of a defense either.
I have a suggestion for
what's that?
And for Chuck Schumer.
Yep.
Is we get him a sweatshirt and we silkscreen a podium on the front of it with their name on it.
Okay.
To make Bloomberg as tall as you want by where you put the podium.
Yeah, now they had him on the end, and it's good because there's less emphasis on his height when he's at the end than if he would have been in the middle. I don't know what his exact height is. Buzzy, look that up, would you?
He's 5'4".
He's 5'4"? Wow. Okay, 5'4". Hey, thanks, Tim. Thank you very much. 5'4 is fairly short for a man. Yes.
Well, and compare that to Trump, who is 6'3".
Is Trump 6'3"?
And Biden and Sanders are both 6 foot even.
A lot of politicians are tall. Kerry's tall.
Well, I'd say that that's one of the keys to getting elected is you have to be tall.
Well, I think I've seen surveys because I've always been tall. I was 6 feet in the seventh grade. But I saw a survey that said that people understand and have more, what's the word I'm looking for? And I can't think of the exact word, but they give more credit to people that are tall, and people that are shorter have to work harder to get it.
Truth.
That's why I am 5-0 in elections.
Because you're tall?
Because of my height. I always ran against people shorter than me during my student government years.
Well, I've only held one elective office. I was treasurer of my high school class when I was a sophomore. And so I was 6 feet then. And weighed 200 pounds.
Yeah, I was treasurer in high school, a senator a few years in college, and treasurer in college as well.
Oh, yeah? In high school, I was on the basketball team for 4 years.
Oh, yeah? Well, in high school, I didn't make the basketball team when I went out for it in ninth grade.
Oh, yeah? Well, I played varsity football all 4 years and college rugby.
He's a martial arts master.
And I finished second in the United States in a kung fu tournament.
Yeah, so there. Na-na-na-na-na-na.
Oh, yeah?
I win.
Tony wins. Martial arts. Trumps, if you pardon the expression, Buzzy and myself. Let's go to Kathy in South Buffalo. Kathy, you're on WBEN.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, Kathy. Thanks for calling.
This guy is so strange. He was out on that debate stage. He looked like a freshman of 13 years old. Debating the captain of the football team, senior.
Well said. That's very well said. That's how he would look, and that's he left his $80 billion at home in the drawer, and he came without it, and it looked like he was overmatched.
But he reminds me of different movies. Of course, you don't know the person, but the different movies that have portrayed them. Napoleon, who thought he was going to rule the world,
yep.
Was everything. Miro, who fiddled while
Rome was burning, sure.
And now we got the North Korean guy who's like 5'2".
Yep, Kim Jong-un.
It's like they have their whole life or however long have had everything they want. And now they want this. Well, the presidency isn't up for sale. And he cannot buy it.
Yeah, well, he's trying to. I think that if they go to a broker convention,
no.
and Buzzy, get, not Buzzy, but he gets Bloomberg kind of takes his place of Bernie, I think there's going to be big trouble.
And what happened to freedom of the press? He has all of his holdings, which is unimaginable to me, all of his power and holdings and money. And, I mean, how can another candidate stand up against that?
Well, they were reporting yesterday he has 1,300 journalists that are in his employ.
Yeah.
Now, they were reporting, I don't know if it's true or not, but it was being reported that all 1,300 have been issued a warning not to write anything about him during the entire campaign. Now, you might say, well, that's good. They're not going to write favorable things. But it also means they're not going to write anything unfavorable. And to me, once that memo went out, you've lost all your credibility.
I mean, the presidency he wants to buy, and now he's taken away freedom of the press.
Yeah, I mean, you want to start chipping away at the Constitution? I don't think that works.
It's a mini Hitler, Napoleon, all of these people. He's just quieter than they are.
Well, he hasn't killed anybody yet, but I understand what your analogy was.
It's the same mentality. I'm me, and I can have anything I want.
Yeah,
I'll get it.
You do get that feeling. And plus, he overcompensates, I'm sure, because of his lack of height. But the bottom line is he acted like he wasn't even there.
He doesn't so much have a small body as I think he has a small mind.
All right. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you very much. I'm sure if he's listening now, he's feeling really good about himself. But he can go and play with his $80 billion. Wouldn't you like to see that in cash?
Yeah, especially in my bank account.
Yeah, in cash. On the way to the bank to deposit it in your account.
I could go buy that Corsair I like.
Maybe some of them will. Oh, you like Lincoln has a good line of vehicles out.
Beautiful.
Now. Good choice there. All right, when we come back, we want to talk to you. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. The debate, winners, losers, where we go from here on Beach and Company.
In full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Back with Beach and Company, I'm Sandy Beach. One moment during the debate last night when Bloomberg said to Bernie, you have three homes. He's talking about, you know, living frugally, right? You got three homes. And he said, well, first of all, I have a home. I work in Washington, so I need a home there. And then I have a home in New England, of course, Vermont. And then I have a summer home. And he didn't say where it was, but people who have summer homes usually have them in New England, especially in that state. It's just beautiful there. But I'm thinking of summer homes. I came up with a great idea. If my dear friend John Summers, who you're aware of, former Channel 7, works at WEC now, married Melissa Holmes, who's on Channel 2 anchor in the morning, that would be a summer home.
Stop! Wedding. Stop!
That's why I drive a sports car, because I have the ability to make comedy out of dust. That's the way it is. Give me the material, and I'll just whip up a joke while you wait.
Never do that.
You know what I've been thinking of doing? I've been thinking of doing it for a long time, and I should just do it, but I never get myself to just sit down and do it. I should write a stand-up routine in about 30 minutes. And go and do it locally, because I think I think we could have a lot of fun with it, and it could be good.
You contact Rob Lederman, do it at his place.
That's what I was thinking.
I think it would be a blast.
Lederman would probably let me up on the stage, and that would be fun.
Buzzy and I will bring vegetables to throw, and we'll come watch you.
The best piece of work I have ever done was when I did my 22 minutes at Fred Smirlis. I did the Smirlis roast, and it took me a month to write the 22 minutes, but it was dynamite material, and I could do that again.
I blushed listening to it.
Wasn't it fun?
Yes.
Jim Kelly heard it by other people telling him about it, too.
One of the coolest things was talking to Fred about that and his memories of it. That was neat.
Smirlis looked up at me like he didn't know what was going on. And Fred was a mountain of a man, still is. And so I'm thinking, I hope he likes the material.
I mean, who else comes up with back hair jokes?
Yeah, it was pretty tough. Now, are you ready, Mr. Beamer? Because we would like a couple of Facebooks regarding the debate.
Can I say something first about, you know, I'm always on Twitter and Facebook during the show.
Yes, you are.
What's going on. And now I hope you guys don't have an upset stomach. Oh, no. Because here's what's trending number 4 in the country right now.
Is this about the poll, Walter?
No, this is about the debate.
Okay, about the debate.
This is the number 4
trend
right now.
Okay.
# President Elizabeth Warren.
What? Where did that come from?
That is the number 4 trend in the country right now.
What, does somebody land from another planet or something? I can't imagine her. Can you imagine her as president?
No, she has no chance.
As I'm thinking presidentially, just the look of a president, like a president would be depicted in a movie, for instance, okay? Or West Wing, like Martin Sheen, who plays the president, Bartlett, in West Wing, looks very much like a president. They did a really good job there. Okay, I got the list of people. All right, Bernie. I don't think Bernie looks like a president at all. Do you?
Professor, maybe not president.
No. How are you?
That's, yeah, Tony, perfect.
Yeah.
Professor.
Red face, okay. Bloomberg.
No.
I think he looked like he could, but he's a little
version.
It's the
shortness, no.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe he's too short to be president. Biden.
No.
No.
Crazy.
Pete.
No. Too young.
Let's see. Amy.
No.
Elizabeth.
Absolutely no.
Yeah.
Again, so professor.
They don't have anybody. But then again, Donald Trump doesn't look like a president either, but he's turned out to be a good one.
Warren looks like that teacher that you can't stand because she's always lecturing you.
Warren looks like my English teacher in 8th grade. She really does. That's what my English teacher in 8th grade looked like. Short hair and kind of like a little yappy dog. You know, like Westminster was just done. Mm-hmm. A little comfort lappy dog.
She looks just like my senior year English teacher. And if anyone went to Amherst, she's been there a very long time from what I hear. You know exactly who I'm talking about. She looks identical to Elizabeth Warren.
I had a Latin teacher and Don can back this up, Mrs. Darge, who looked like she was 400 years old. Absolutely. And Latin is not an easy thing to learn anyway, but I got through 4 years of it. All right, give another one, please.
Yes. Sorry to bring that news to you guys. We'll go with Kim, who says, it seems everyone knew that they would gang up on Michael Bloomberg.
Sure.
Except for Bloomberg. He had no way to defend himself. I fear that if that's his real prep for a debate, it's going to be a short-lived berth for Michael Bloomberg.
I almost expected a towel to come flying up from behind the camera in a boxing match when the manager sees that his fighter is taking too much of a beating. He throws a towel in, and they stop it.
I think that whole party needs to throw the towel in. They don't have a chance.
It looked like he was captured by foreign agents and made to go to the debate. He did not look like a player. He just looked like a bystander or something. He looked timid. He didn't look forceful. You expect a guy with his credentials to be chest puffed out, you know, a pep in his step. Nothing. It was just there. And not very I like his bankroll, but I don't think he'd make a good president.
Ben Shapiro, who I consider one of the brightest talking heads out there, said the fact that Bernie Sanders right now is the front runner scares the living hell out of him.
Yeah, I don't think. Remember who I said I'd like to see win that, because I think the easiest the president would have is against Sanders, simply because. The West and East Coast tend to dominate everything. However, there's a lot of people in between, and I don't think they're ready for socialism.
Yeah. To me, the great thing is the subplot going on right now, and that is because it's clear the Democratic Party does not want Bernie, and what they will do to take him out or screw him over the nomination.
Maybe in 4 years he can say he has four houses.
Maybe.
That's how he got the third one. All right, we'll take a break and return. We want to hear from you, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and *930. You can also go to our text line, which is 30930. That comes up on the big giant text screen in front of me. Or you can go to Buzzy's department, and that is Facebook. Back after this. Our friend Fred is on the line from New Mexico. Fred, you're on WBEN.
Good morning.
Hi, did you check out that debate, Fred?
No, I didn't. I called because I'm disturbed at some of the things you said about short people.
Well, I didn't say anything disparaging. I just mentioned that some famous short people.
4 years. So there are things that small people can do.
Oh, I'm sure.
Tell them, Fred. Tell them.
Come on, Fred. Lay it on me.
Okay. As far as Bloomberg's concerned, because of the comments he's made over the years, I wouldn't vote for him in any way.
You know what? He ended up apologizing for everything. This is his whole life that he had to apologize for. Something tells me either stand up for what you are, what you were, and what you are, or you're not going to be taken seriously.
That's right. And he's... I haven't heard him say anything to say, I've made a lot.
Well, apparently he has some problems with treatment of women in some of his organizations. He was not against redlining, which means that banks cut out certain areas and won't make loans to them, that sort of thing. He's got a lot of things like that. Says that if you're a farmer, you don't have much gray matter. Same as if you work in a factory. I mean, if you put them all together, he's insulted the whole American population.
That's right. I know a lot of farmers, and I've known them all my life.
Hardworking, good people.
Asses off.
They do. They work all the time. And you know, like if you're a dairy farmer, those cows have to get milked twice a day, and you just can't take off any time you want and say, well, I'll skip work today, because the cows don't know that. The cows have to be milked. And these people work hard, and they get up early and go to bed late.
Darn right.
And, the farmers work hard, but Buzzy prefers the farmers' daughters. They have different hours.
Oh, they do?
Sure they do, Fred.
I can vouch for that.
All right. Well, good to talk to you, my friend. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Bye-bye.
I'm glad he gave you the business on short people.
Yeah, I'm not against short people. I know people that are short.
Yeah, like me.
You're not that short. How tall are you?
5'5".
5'5"?
So I'm a little bit taller than Bloomberg.
We were talking about John Summers. He's an average size.
You're about 5'5", I think.
Yeah, something like that. And you can be brilliant, and you can be a leader and everything else. I didn't say you were.
I said
you could be.
Oh, I could
see
be. If I try.
Yeah. So the advantage of being tall is that people give you credit for stuff you can't do. See, that's the advantage. When you're shorter, you have to prove yourself all the time. But when you're taller, you don't have to. I like that. Although I'm getting to the point now, I think I'm going in reverse and shrinking. So
that is, I think, my last doctor's appointment.
Did you
was like,
shrink?
Wait a minute, I thought I was taller than that.
Yeah, I think that the tapes are out of sync. I demand that they bring in the standards of weights and measures and check all the doctor's tapes.
And the scales are way off.
And the scales.
Yeah.
You know what I don't like? I see a lot of doctors. Right now I see about 7 doctors, okay, on various things regarding my back and whatever. But when they have you, no matter if you were there yesterday and you come back today, you got to step on the scale.
All right. Now, here's the question I have for both of you. Do you take your shoes off when you step on the scale?
They don't have you take your shoes off, but your shoes weigh a lot.
I take everything off.
Joe gets naked?
You get naked? You get weighed?
I insist to be down to my boxers because I want a real number.
Oh, you okay. Well, I don't blame you for wanting that.
Yeah.
That's true. But, yeah, you get on the scale. Some of them, the scale part where you stand on is very small. And I have a 14 shoe. And you put them side by side, it goes over both sides of the platform. You got to be careful you don't fall off the scale.
Right now, I'm going to see Dr. Sobey, my ear, nose, and throat doctor. He's the one doing the procedure next week. But I go into his office 2 weeks ago to set this up, and I swear that scale's like the size of a truck scale. You can just pull right up, boop, boop.
And you know what I hate, too? The scales that have the weight on them. Now, you start off on the left-hand side. The further they push that weight to the right, the more expense, the higher your number is going to be. So I make a deal with whoever brought me there. It's usually a nurse or a nurse practitioner, and I say, "Don't tell me." Even though it's in kilometers or whatever it is, I don't want to know. I do not want, so they don't tell me. And they just write it down.
Back in the day when we used to put the kids on the scale before each football game, and we had those type of scales, boy, you see coaches were really good with moving those weights just a tiny bit.
Make sure people get on the team. Let's go to Gary in Williamsville. Gary, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy and Tony.
Always good to talk to you, Gary. What do you have for us today?
I find it interesting that after every debate, some Democratic operative declares a different winner. It's a different one each time. They want a brokered convention. They want the chaos that they're going through. And they should really be honest on the next debate, put out an empty podium for she who will not be named. If she who will not be named said or did anything that any of these Twinkies did, the media and the Democrats would go, "Oh no, you can't talk about that."
Yeah, these sometimes the Democrats just amaze me. They do things that defy logic. And last night it was like a feeding frenzy. Like the chum in the water was Bloomberg. And they all gathered around until they devoured him. And they ganged up. Like, if we can split the presidency 6 ways, it'll be us against him. Because they know that he presents the most formidable challenge going forward.
Everybody in the country knows what's going to happen. They're going to go to the convention. They're going to bring Hillary Clinton out on a dolly. They're going to unwrap her and stand her up there. And the rest of them are going to bow down and walk away, and that's going to be it.
Hillary Clinton unwrapped. Now, there's a visual, Gary, I wish you hadn't brought up.
Oh, man, cover my eyes.
Thank you, Gary, for ruining our lunch. We appreciate it. Goodbye. Unwrapping. Who wants to do that? Could we have a volunteer in the audience? Who wants to unwrap Hillary Clinton?
I'd rather stick my hands in boiling water.
I think she became unwrapped after the results of the last election. We can't put her up there again.
She's definitely unhinged.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Jack Daniels could sponsor the tour. Bottle of Jack and Hillary, and America's moving forward.
Her theme song, one bourbon, one scotch, and one beer.
See, yeah, we bring the Kingston Trio in, they could do scotch and soda just for her, except the last member died.
Aww.
Just a couple weeks ago.
I didn't know that.
Yes, I know that. You know why? Because I read the obituaries. Don't you read the obituaries?
I actually don't.
I do.
I know I should.
Make sure I'm not in there. As long as I can get to the next page, I feel I'm pretty good.
If you're reading this, you're not in
you
here.
You are, yeah. Please, leave the building at once. Cancel your subscription. All right. We do want to hear from you. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and star 930. Some of these texts I can't figure out. They give positioning. I'd rather go to. Oh no, I can't do that. Oh my God!
Really?
Why did I start with that one? No. I can't do that one. But if you send me a dollar, I'll send it to you. I'm kidding. It's a joke. I'm like Bloomberg. Maybe she didn't get my joke. All right, we'll take a break and return on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
In full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.